This is Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb. Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic 1027.
It's 15 minutes after 7. Power utility Eskom is facing mountain repair bill as two new coal-fired power stations are still under construction, compounding its already dire financial situation. Now, while President Cyril Ramaphosa has said a plan to stabilize Eskom will be finalized soon, the utility appears to be making little headway in reining in unsustainable debt and bringing spiraling costs under control. To talk to us about it is Roger Lyley, who is an energy analyst at EE Publishers. Roger, thank you so much for your time this morning. Perhaps you can paint a picture as to what exactly is happening at Eskom from your understanding, particularly with these coal-fired power stations.
Good morning, Natasha, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for inviting me onto your show this morning. Okay, look, Medupi and Kusile power stations are mega power stations. They are the largest power station Eskom has ever tried to conduct. And Eskom, in hindsight, was foolish to make this decision to build not just one of these enormous power stations, but two simultaneously. And the result is that they are running years late and are going to cost roughly double the original budgeted cost. So they're now going to cost something in the region of 300 billion rand to construct. And they've had all sorts of technical problems. And this is just one massive big drain on Eskom's reserves and finances. And the problems are not likely to be resolved in the short term.
And to what extent does, you know, the decisions out of Nedbank saying that they're not going to be, you know, financing new coal IPPs, I think in the draft IRP for 2018, because it has lapsed, that it won't be renewed. So are we going to get this theme where a lot of the banks like Standard Bank, First Rand, also saying that, well, you know, we're not going to be funding any coal IPPs. We should be looking at different forms of energy, so to speak.
Yes, Natasha, we are, because this is not just a South African phenomenon. This is a global phenomenon. Banks around the world are all backing out of financing new coal-fired power stations, because coal cannot be clean, no matter what the pundits will tell you. Clean coal it doesn't exist. Coal is dirty to mine and dangerous to mine. It is dirty to burn. You know, the cleaner you want it, the more money you've got to throw at it. Why do that when there are clean sources of energy readily available to us as technology is proving? So the reality is that the banks are looking at it more from a environmental position than a financial position, and they are saying we do not want to be involved in perpetuating these polluting power stations, which frankly are doing more harm than good.
So I was mentioning in my intro that President Cyril Ramaphosa said that the plan to stabilize Eskom will be finalized soon. What are you hoping to see out of the plan? Perhaps any drastic reform changes?
Well, I think what we're going to see is, I think in the short term, we're going to see a massive bailout. Where the money is going to come from is anyone's guess. But I think the South African government will commit to a massive bailout to bring Eskom back onto a sure footing financially. This is going to be followed up by a whole new structure, I think. Already we've heard the chairperson of Eskom and the Minister of Public Enterprises talking about consequential management, basically meaning that managers who make decisions will be held accountable for those decisions, which of course is what you do in any business. But up until now, that's not been the case, and decisions have been taken by people who really should have never taken any decision in the matter, and they seem to do so with impunity, and that is what we're going to see in the short term. In the longer term, yes, there's going to be a complete new restructuring of Eskom. Exactly what that's going to look like, we'll have to wait and see. The unbundling, as they call it, or the breaking up of Eskom, possibly will take place, but I think it'll take place in parts and over time, because it's not something that one can just usher in quickly. We can't destabilize the electricity supply system in South Africa, otherwise we won't have an economy tomorrow.
Roger, thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Roger Lilly, who is an energy analyst at EE Publishers. Time to have a look at traffic.